Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We do thank you for this land in which we live. We thank you for all that it means to us to live here and to have the freedom that we have enjoyed throughout these years. We thank you for this day, Lord. We pray that you will bless us at this camp, Lord. We just reach out to you for your blessing and for your working all day long on this first full day for our campers, their first morning worship, Lord. We pray that you will just touch their hearts. We pray that you will speak to them, Lord, and let your spirit move. Oh God, we pray. Come to Sister Mary. Come to Sister Antia. Come to all these children today in a wonderful way at the outset of this camp period. And Lord, bless the whole camp. Thank you for the holiday also as we began. Thank you for our nation. We pray that you will bless our leaders. We are told to pray for them, and we want to think of them this morning and pray that you will bless our president and vice president and their advisors, and also the legislators and the judges and the local government officials. We pray that you will bless them and give them wisdom. We pray, Lord, that you will bless those especially that love you and honor you. We pray that their influence shall be increased, O God. We pray, O God, that you will come to our land. You see how much we need you to look down upon us in mercy and to work in our country. And for this, Lord, we know you want to stir our hearts and stir the hearts of your people to love Jesus and to pray in the Holy Ghost and to live lives that are shining examples of what you can do. So help us here to make room for you and to yield ourselves to you and to be a holy people in the midst of this darkness that surrounds us. Let us be shining lights for you, O Lord, and all our brothers and sisters throughout this land. We pray that you will raise us up, Lord, a real army for you, those who will shine for you and stand for you and fight for you, Lord, not in the human sense of battle, but, Lord, willing to walk in the Spirit and serve in the Spirit, Lord, and be a blessing right where you have placed us, Lord. I pray that you will come to your people on this day. Also, come to your ministers and those who speak for you, and let your word be in their hearts and in their mouths. And we pray that your anointing shall be upon them also. And then help us to speak for you. We all have opportunities, like Brother Kenny was telling us last night about his experience in the airport and what a blessing that was to him. Lord, we can also speak a word for you, encourage one another, and share the gospel with those who don't know. So we pray that you will help us, Lord, and just bless our land. Bless our land, O God. Come to us, O God. In our deep need, we pray that you will come to our country. And on this Independence Day, we pray that there shall be those who are truly set free from sin and this bondage, Lord. We just pray for your saving power to be manifest. And thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You have come, Lord. The Spirit of truth has come, and we want to claim that you are within us and you are working by us, Lord. And as the Holy Spirit has come, he convicts the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Lord, we look for this working in our midst and through our lives for your great name's sake. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like to sing a song of praise to the Lord. I like number 35. Praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. 35.
Praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Sing, oh, give to his holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard his children. In his arms he carries them all day long. Praise him, praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him. Blessed Redeemer, heavenly portals, loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise him, praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
So we want to do that this morning. So this morning, what did we just sing? Praise him in joyful song. We sang, tell of his excellent greatness. I find that excellent greatness in Psalm 150, where it says, praise him according to his excellent greatness. Wow. Who could do that? Think of his excellent greatness. We can't even fathom how great our God is. And then praise him according to his excellent. I think if we tried to do that, we'd never stop praising him. Right? Praising my Savior all the day long. So let's tell of his excellent greatness. This morning as I came to meeting, I thought we should give opportunity for someone or someone's who might like to tell, say something about God's goodness, say something that he has laid upon your heart, and we can thank him, you know, we can praise his glorious name. Maybe he's put a word on your heart that you know you ought to share with us. Maybe exhortation. We want to hear what God wants to say to us. So may the Lord bless us all this day and accomplish his will among us. Someone said that to say that God saw something in me and therefore loved me, saw a treasure there, and loved me because of what he could make out of me is not accurate. Some of our brethren believe that very strongly, that we ought not to think that way. And yet the Bible is full of that. I'm just referring to what we mentioned last night. At least corporately, at least the church, his bride, is all fair and beautiful. But, you know, I think, and sometimes I say, that bride is made up of individuals that he works in and fits into their places so that we might be a holy temple unto the Lord and a spotless bride for him. And maybe I'll give the first testimony before we sing the chorus. I'm thankful for the things that God has brought before us. I didn't know what he would have for us. I knew what the devotionals were saying, but I didn't know when I came up this time just what we would consider or the passages of Scripture that we would look at. And I'm thankful for the things that have been brought forth. I believe they have come from him. And I'm thankful for the thoughts that have filled my heart as I've worshiped together with you and looked to the Lord. God has been so gracious to us to give us convicting and challenging and comforting and encouraging thoughts, things to consider from his word. And I just want to thank him because he is so great in mercy and in kindness to us, and that he stoops to us to lift us and draw us to himself. And he does this again and again. He is so gracious. Amen. So, anybody else want to give a testimony? First, we'll sing. Praise him, praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, praise him, ever in joyful song. Didn't you ask for the key of G? I think we're in it, right? Are we? Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Now, I know Sister Lily can play in any key, but I got a note this morning. Was it on my chair or here? It said, I like the key of G. So, we were... Did we come close? Was that... Oh, okay. Well, oh, just that song. Okay.